What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
The Red Sox are rolling. Five consecutive victories. They win tonight 7-3 against the Toronto Blue Jays. And the Red Sox find themselves five games above 500 and at the very worst, two games out of the third wildcard spot in the American League. Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review. And the vibes are high right now with this Red Sox team. They are on an upswing. The young players continuing to be productive. Brian Baio, great bounce back start today, especially after how it looked in the first couple innings where he put a couple guys on in each of the first three frames, worked out of all of them, didn't allow the game to get out of hand in the fourth inning, ends up giving up two runs but buckles down in that inning and ends up posting a quality start. And then on top of that, how about Jaron freaking Duran? Another home run tonight for him. 433 feet off the bat. It was the go-ahead knock two for the Red Sox in this game. He better be an all-star. This guy could be a four-win player by the all-star break. And he's already almost there right now. 10-game hitting streak now after going 2-for-5 tonight. And then on top of that, David Hamilton, part of the fun again. The Red Sox stealing a ton of bases in this game again. As they just continue to do that. Two stolen bases for Duran, two for Romy Gonzalez, and then David Hamilton pitching in his 20th stolen base in 50 games played this year. This team can run. This team can pitch. This team is now hitting, and they are playing like one of the best teams in baseball. Not saying that they are, but they're on a roll right now, and everything is clicking for this team. We want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937 here on Red Sox Review. Joe Weil with you. My man Zach Coe behind the glass. We had a long break from working with each other. Now we got back-to-back nights. Zach, I got a lot of energy in me. How are we feeling? How are we feeling back there?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I don't know if you saw, I had an energy drink at 9 p.m., so I got a lot of energy here, feeling good. Five-game winning streak going into a real hitter's ballpark against a pretty weak Reds team. Hunter Green pitched today, so you're going to avoid him. Feeling really good.
Yeah, and the Reds, as Zach mentioned, below 500. It continues a stretch here of some teams that the Red Sox could really beef up their record against. And unlike last year, they're taking care of business against bad teams. And the Blue Jays are a bad team. We're going to play Alex Cora and what he had to say after the game here in one moment. But the Blue Jays, they went through this rebuild. And they had these guys that everybody was so excited about, and for good reason, like Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette, and at one point, Cavett Biggio. Zach, do you know how many playoff games the Blue Jays have won?
Trying to rack my brain.
Since this core really came up.
Did they get swept by Minnesota last year? Is it zero?
It's zero.
Wow.
Zero. And here they are below 500. They're a mess. Red Sox, not that way. As much as the outside noise can feel that way, and again, there's good reason for that at times, But right now, they're playing great baseball. Alex Cora has these guys ready to play, ready to go, and the young guys are stepping up, and we'll continue to hit on it here on Red Sox Review. But again, we do want to hear from you, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Alex Cora, hear what he had to say after yet another Red Sox victory.
Some high-intensity innings for Brian. How satisfying was it to be able to have him work through six?
He threw strikes. That was the important thing. When they scored the runs, they were aggressive, put the ball in play, find some holes. He stayed aggressive in the zone, got the double play against JT, and he did an outstanding job. Pretty good.
Did you lobby to come back out in the sixth? It looked like you shook his hand there at the end of the fifth.
No. It was more about, like, good job, you know. That's what we wanted, you know. Just keep going. But, yeah, like, kind of like that's what he needs to do. Pound the strike zone and forget about the results. Just stay with the process, and he did great.
Nice to see the way he played. This last inning was probably his best.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was a good night, yeah.
But offensively tonight, more home runs, more havoc on the base paths.
Yeah, that was a good mix today, you know. And we put some good swings against another great pitcher. We put pressure on the bases. You know, that's who we are. That's who we are. You know, and when you got Hammy and Jaron getting on base, obviously Rafaela was down today. Romy's a good athlete too. People forget about that. And we can do a lot of stuff. And you know, I'm very proud of the guys. You know, to beat the Phillies and the Yankees and get greedy, you know, come here and play three great games. That was fun to watch and enjoy the off day and be ready for Cincinnati.
Bayo had been obviously struggling in the last few. What did you see different today?
He threw strikes. Yeah, the stuff is good. The stuff was good the last three or four, but he was falling behind. He wasn't staying ahead. And, you know, he gave up the long ball, but that's after the fact, that the two walks here and there, right? And today he was, at one point I looked up, I was like, wow, this is impressive. And they work hard this week, just controlling the counts and pounding the strike zone, and he executed the plan.
You feel like he showed some perseverance with all the runners on base? And
yeah, because he kept throwing strikes, and that's the most important thing. When you got 97, 98 with movement, a good changeup and a good slider, we want our guys to keep pounding the strike zone, and he did.
It was the same Chris back out there.
Yeah, and he felt good. He said stuff-wise, probably the best he's felt. Obviously, you know, the play, whatever. You know, it was a great play on a, yeah, whatever. let's leave it at that.
What does it say about the team just to not let the foot off the gas and just keep it going despite having this?
Yeah. We talk about it when we got here as a group. Kind of like we talked for 2 minutes, you know. Like whatever we did last week, it was last week. We got Toronto, who's a good team. Cincinnati's good, too. We get Toronto again. We get the Padres. You know, the schedule is the schedule. You know, you look around the league, everybody's kind of like playing the same, right? And any given night, they can beat you. And we play a good series. It was a really good series.
All right, so that's Alex Cora talking after the Red Sox 7-3 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. And he mentioned a couple things there, and I hadn't hit on it yet, but great to see Chris Martin back out on the mound. He hit the IL with anxiety, and it was really nice to see him speak about that. But also, what he did, I think, gives so many people out there that are dealing with mental health issues, he has a platform to talk about it. And to let others out there know, hey, it's okay to be, you know, to take care of yourself and to be vulnerable. And he did that with his own clubhouse, with the Red Sox, to say, hey, I need a little bit of time here to just step away and handle this before I can actually go out there and compete. And he posted zero in the ninth inning, and it was beautiful. And he actually had a lighthearted moment fielding a ground ball where he kind of tripped on the mound, caught it with his right hand, and then threw it over to first base. The play was goofy as hell, and it was great because the whole team had a nice little chuckle with it. And again, it was the finishing touch in a lot of ways as part of this victory for the Sox, where everything feels good right now. Baseball in a season with 162 games is a roller coaster. You go up and down, up and down, up and down, and the Sox are on maybe the season high. I think I would not say maybe. I think they are the season high right now with the way they're playing, with the way the young guys are stepping up. Bayo's stuff was better tonight. His sinker had a little bit more velocity on it, the slider more break, although he did, you know, he left a couple over the middle of the plate. And the changeup he had trouble locating at the beginning of the game, but he gritted through it. and he gave the Red Sox a great outing, and the bats came to play again against the Blue Jays as part of a win. 4-run victory, 7-3 the final. Sox 40-35. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to the calls in a moment. And if you want to chime in, 617-779-7937. You can also hit us on the text line at 37937 as well. Back with more Red Sox Review right after this on WEI.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Jaren Duran stands in. Bussman sets at his belt. He throws, and Jaren swings and drives one high and deep into right center field. It is carrying. It is gone! Jaren Duran, a mammoth bomb way out of here, and it is 3-2 Red Sox. Wow! 433 feet, and it looked like every bit of that.
That is unbelievable. There's kind of an empty pit over the 400 sign beyond that wall. You have to go way up to what they call the WestJet flight deck. He hit it up there to the flight deck. That is an unbelievable blast from Jaren Duran.
Jaren Duran, what a season. What a season for Jaren Duran. That ball travels 433 feet, as you just heard from Will. And it's the go-ahead hit. Red Sox end up taking it 7-3. That made it 3-2, though, in the fifth inning. He ends up posting a two-hit night. He's on a 10-game hitting streak right now. Sox are absolutely rolling. Five straight dubs. They're now 40-35 on the season. Joe Weil with you. Thanks for joining us for Red Sox Review. Zach Coe behind the glass. And that was the highlight from tonight's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. You can also text us at 37937. We'll take you up to 11:15 here on Red Sox Review. Talk about this win, all the guys contributing. And I actually had a question I wanted to put out there is, what is, if you had to rank the most unexpected things from this season, what is the top one for you? I was thinking of a couple of contenders for this season. The one that I think is number one is Tanner Houck becoming the best starting pitcher in Major League Baseball this year. To me, that's one. Maybe Jarren Duran being a surefire all-star. I'd put that maybe a little closer toward the bottom of the top contender list for this exercise, because there were ingredients, and you saw it last year in his hot stretches. But this year, he's got to be in there in some fashion. And for everybody listening out there, go vote for him. He deserves it. Go do it. He's about to post a WAR of 4. He's almost there. He was at 3.7 coming into today's action, which is 8th best in Major League Baseball. And then on top of that, another thing as part of this exercise I was thinking about was David Hamilton and Enmanuel Valdez becoming real surefire contributors to this team. Like, they're almost indispensable at this point. David Hamilton, 20 stolen bases in 50 games. He's been an absolute menace at the plate, too, by the way. And part of it is he's getting more lift on the ball. He's not hitting it into the ground as much anymore. You heard Pete Fassie talking about it in the pregame conversation with Will Fleming. And on top of that, the numbers kind of bear out how well he's been swinging it recently. He came into today hitting .326 over his last 30 games. But I mentioned that steal stat, and then we'll go to the phones here, about David Hamilton now at 20 stolen bases in his first 50 games this year. There is only one other player on the list all time for the Red Sox where a player has stolen 20-plus bases over the first 50 games of a season. And it's Jacoby Ellsbury. He did it in 2008 and 2009. And then there's David Hamilton. Those trades, Christian Vasquez, and then on top of that, the Hunter Renfroe trade. And yes, I know that they got Jackie Bradley Jr. and it didn't work out and it hurt their payroll situation, but they probably weren't competing in 2022. And the way the team was built in 2023, plus the spending tendencies, who knows how much of a difference it was actually going to make. At the same time, David Hamilton's turned into a real contributor. And so is Enmanuel Valdez. Willy Abreu is about to come back. He had two bombs today for the Woo Sox. And then on top of that, it's not like Christian Vasquez or Hunter Renfroe are still productive players. They're not. So thank you, Heim.
And he rebuilt the farm system.
I know it's not all great when you look back at his tenure. But that's a great point, Zach. That's a great point because Meyer, Anthony, Teal, plus the others, they're playing well this year. So the cavalry's coming. And then the current team's actually playing well, which nobody expected. So right now, all smiles here in Red Sox Nation. Let's go to the phones. We got to get to our guy, Wally, from Fall River. He's been hanging on very patiently. Wally, thanks for joining us.
What's up, Joe? Where do I begin? I mean, you have to give Brian Bayo credit. He gutted it out tonight. He didn't have his best stuff, but he kept us in the game. And the main thing is we got insurance runs. Everybody chipped in. I mean, you look a week ago, you look at the Yankees series, we lost the first one, we bounced back, the same way with Philadelphia. I think that if they do get a wild card, I think that'll be a turning point. But as far as a surprise for the season, you have to consider your pitching staff as a whole. They've pitched good, they've kept us in a lot of games. They've had a little bumps here and there, but overall, you look at the pitching staff, I think that's been a main thing. But as far as Duran, you look at his moonshot today, speed and power is a powerful weapon, Joe, so we're going to see what happens. We just hope it continues. But right now, they got a nice flight to Cincinnati. They feel good, and everything's clicking for this team.
Yeah, they certainly are. They certainly are, Wally, and appreciate the call as always. Jarren Duran is, and I've said this before about him being one of the most exciting players in the sport. That's not controversial at all.
That's a milquetoast type take. Lukewarm. He's been awesome.
The All-Star voters would disagree with you. Not top 20
which is,
among outfielders.
But that's on the fan base.
Oh, absolutely.
The fan base needs to step up and show him some love. And I'm glad Will pointed that out on Twitter a couple days ago because he deserves it. He's played every single game, and he's not only just posting and being a guy that you can rely on to be out there day in, day out on a team that has had so many injuries. He's been so productive, and he comes up big tonight with the home run that gave him a 3-2 lead. Sox win it 7-3 against the Blue Jays, 5 consecutive wins. And we'll see what they can do for the rest of this road trip because they're about to head to Cincinnati. Hopefully they can at least take 2 out of 3 and keep it rolling. But maybe you get even a little greedy and go think sweep with the way this team is rolling. Because, like I said, let me give you the whole thesis here. Right now, this team can run, this team can hit, this team can pitch. And they're in the wild card hunt now. We'll finish out Red Sox review coming up next. Again, Sox win 7-3 against the Blue Jays. Your calls, more comments right after this on WEI.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
The 1-1 pitch comes home. High fly into left center field. Coming in, Duran. He will get there. He makes the play. And the Red Sox have swept the Toronto Blue Jays. Welcome back, Chris Martin. 7-3 the final. Boston has won 5 straight and 7 of 8. The offense does it again. And the Red Sox are rolling into the off day and then Cincinnati.
Everything coming up Sox right now. Red Sox win 7-3 today against the Blue Jays. And the vibes are high, 8-2 over their last 10 games, 5 straight W's, and now they head to Cincinnati for a 3-game set after an off day tomorrow, where the Sox hope to continue to beat up on teams below 500. They've taken care of bad teams, and they did that this series against the Blue Jays, who did come in playing a little better, but this has been a disappointing Blue Jays core, and the Sox went in, took care of business, and they continued to build off of a great homestand where they took 2 out of 3 against the Phillies and 2 out of 3 against the Yankees, and they're rolling right now and in the thick of it now for the second and third wild card spots, with the Red Sox coming into today two games out of the third wild card spot, which was held by the Royals, who are down against the A's, and then they were 2.5 games back of the Twins coming into the day. Twins lost against the Rays, so now they're 1.5 back of them. So, Sox keep it up, and they continue to beat up on bad teams. They might actually be in a decent spot for a playoff spot, which is almost crazy to think about when you think about where this team was a little over a week ago. And I keep going back to this turning point in the Philly series where they lost the first game, they were down in the second game 4-0. And you thought about the road ahead with having to finish out that series, the Yankees coming up next, and where this season could have gone. And instead they responded. And now everybody's peaking at the right time, pretty much everybody. With Duran continuing to play great, 10-game hitting streak. Sidon Rafaela, who didn't play today, he has a 7-game hitting streak. David Hamilton's been unreal. He's been unreal. Tyler O'Neill red hot again. Not his best day at the plate. He goes 0-for-4 in this one. But he's been consistent otherwise. Devers, you can always rely on him, although 0-for-5 today. So the other players have stepped up, but these guys, you know, didn't end up coming through. And Dom Smith, he continues to pitch in some clutch hits. He had a big 2-run double in this one. And Manuel Valdez, another great story. And a solo shot in the 4th inning. So he's still swinging a hot bat since he got called up from Worcester. And it's fun to see that these guys are finding themselves at the big league level. I think Alex Cora deserves a ton of credit. And I asked Doug Glanville in our Sunday night broadcast. I had him on for pregame, who does ESPN work. And I always like to, you know, sometimes we can get in our own Boston bubble. I like to
look at what the national people are saying about the sport. As it pertains to the Celtics, I'm a little tired of hearing about from the national people who had so many people pick the Mavericks to win the NBA championship as if they didn't watch this team all the year, which they didn't, clearly. But I like, on the baseball side, seeing what people think. Actually, Doug Glanville told me he had the Red Sox coming into the season as one of the wild card teams. But I asked him about Alex Cora being one of the best managers in baseball. He agreed with that statement. And I think everybody around the sport would agree with that. He's so good at communicating, getting these guys ready to go, and especially these young dudes who aren't, you know, really or don't have a track record at the big league level, like Emmanuel Valdez or David Hamilton or Sadon Rafaela. All these guys are contributing. It's been awesome to see. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David in Florida, who's always cooking up something unique with what he's got to chime
in.
David.
Before I get to the Red Sox, quick question about something you said a few minutes ago. It seemed like you were talking about some recipe or some food. You said milk toast? Is that a food?
Well,
is that like a rye toast? Milk toast? Is that a food? I mean, I don't mean to be so esoteric with my words, but you were just speaking so lucidly and milk toast. Can you define that for me, please?
Well, it's a timid.
What does Merriam-Webster have to say about that word?
It defines it as a timid, meek, or unassertive person.
Timid, kind of like tepid.
Yes.
Oh, I'm very, very impressed with your vernacular.
Yeah, actually,
your college studies, Joe?
Well, I was a BU grad, proud BU grad, Harvard of the Northeast.
Really? What did you get in your SATs, if they still take them?
SATs, that's going a little ways back. I look younger than I am. I'm 30 now, so I'm going deep into my brain to have to think about it.
What was your GPA at BU?
Somewhere in the passing variety. I made it through, David.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you speak with an impeccable vocabulary.
I appreciate it. What you got for me, David?
Absolutely. Well, now that we get back to these Red Sox, we just happen to be sky high right now. I just want to say that, I mean, a few weeks ago I called and I was bickering and complaining about John Henry and Cora, right? Well, I just want to take back everything I said. I mean, John Henry was right when he said we have unreasonable expectations. And we're so spoiled here. I mean, how dare Red Sox Nation be so arrogant and so selfish? We need to appreciate someone who doesn't want to invest in his team. You know, I mean, yeah, we're doing really well right now. And John Henry knows exactly what he's doing. I mean, he's a wonderful, wonderful, very vibrant, very personable, very appreciative, warm, sanctimonious. How's that for another word? Altruistic. He's a great manager, great owner, and he knows exactly what he's doing. So, I mean, who are we to complain? The Red Sox are sky high right now. Let's all get our tickets for October ready, right?
I'm not going that far quite yet. But David, hold on 1 second. I noticed when I do the shows with you, or when I get a chance, when I do these shows and I get a chance to talk to you, it's usually after a win, and you come. I want you to be happy at least for the moment. Like things are actually good for the moment.
No, you're right. Yes, I'll be in all seriousness. Yes, they are good. They've certainly been playing very well the past week or so. I mean, they took 2 or 3 from the Philly Yankees, and now they swept. And if they swept the Blue Jays, I mean, granted, Toronto is horrible, but they did what they had to do. I mean, it's just like the first week of the season when they did what they had to do. But you got to look at this. I've always said this about baseball. You have to look at the season not in spans of a series, but in 20-game and 20-game increments. You have to evaluate the team over 20-game increments and see what they can do over 20 games. So if you look at it in the broad picture, they're a very athletic team, probably the most athletic team they've had in gosh knows how long. They're very multidimensional, versatile. But But the weaknesses are still glaring, and I'm not as great as Hamilton has been. I'm not comfortable with him in the field. I mean, he should be a utility player and maybe a late inning pinch runner or pinch hitter. I'm not comfortable with him playing the long term in the field. I am not. Rami Gonzalez, a very.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
The 1-1 pitch comes home. High fly into left center field. Coming in, Duran. He will get there. He makes the play, and the Red Sox have swept the Toronto Blue Jays. Welcome back, Chris Martin. 7-3 the final. Boston has won 5 straight and 7 of 8. The offense does it again, and the Red Sox are rolling into the off day and then Cincinnati.
Everything coming up Sox right now. Red Sox win 7-3 today against the Blue Jays. And the vibes are high. 8-2 over their last 10 games. 5 straight W's. And now they head to Cincinnati for a 3-game set after an off day tomorrow, where the Sox hope to continue to beat up on teams below 500. They've taken care of bad teams. And they did that this series against the Blue Jays, who did come in playing a little better. But this has been a disappointing Blue Jays core. And the Sox went in, took care of business, and they continued to build off of a great homestand where they took 2 out of 3 against the Phillies and 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. And they're rolling right now and in the thick of it now for the second and third wild card spots, with the Red Sox coming into today two games out of the third wild card spot, which was held by the Royals, who are down against the A's. And then they were 2.5 games back of the Twins coming into the day. Twins lost against the Rays, so now they're 1.5 back of them.
So, Sox keep it up, and they continue to beat up on bad teams. They might actually be in a decent spot for a playoff spot, which is almost crazy to think about when you think about where this team was a little over a week ago. And I keep going back to this turning point in the Philly series where they lost the first game, they were down in the second game 4-0. And you thought about the road ahead with having to finish out that series, the Yankees coming up next, and where this season could have gone. And instead, they responded. And now everybody's peaking at the right time, pretty much everybody. With Duran continuing to play great, 10-game hitting streak. Sidon Rafaela, who didn't play today, he has a 7-game hitting streak. David Hamilton's been unreal. He's been unreal. Tyler O'Neill red hot again. Not his best day at the plate. He goes 0-4 in this one. But he's been consistent otherwise. Devers, you can always rely on him, although 0-5 today. So the other players have stepped up, but these guys, you know, didn't end up coming through. And Dom Smith, he continues to pitch in some clutch hits. He had a big 2-run double in this one. And Manuel Valdez, another great story. And a solo shot in the 4th inning. So he's still swinging a hot bat since he got called up from Worcester. And it's fun to see that these guys are finding themselves at the big league level. I think Alex Cora deserves a ton of credit. And I asked Doug Glanville in our Sunday night broadcast. I had him on for pregame who does ESPN work. And I always like to, you know, sometimes we can get in our own Boston bubble. I like to look at what the national people are saying about the sport. As it pertains to the Celtics, I'm a little tired of hearing about from the national people. Who had so many people pick the Mavericks to win the NBA championship as if they didn't watch this team all the year, which they didn't, clearly. But I like, on the baseball side, seeing what people think. Actually, Doug Glanville told me he had the Red Sox coming into the season as one of the wild card teams. But I asked him about Alex Cora being one of the best managers in baseball. He agreed with that statement. And I think everybody around the sport would agree with that. He's so good at communicating, getting these guys ready to go, and especially these young dudes who aren't, you know, really or don't have a track record at the big league level, like Emmanuel Valdez or David Hamilton or Sidon Rafaela. All these guys are contributing. It's been awesome to see. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David in Florida, who's always cooking up something unique. With what he's got to chime
good evening.
In. David.
Before I get to the Red Sox, quick question about something you said a few minutes ago. It seemed like you were talking about some recipe or some food. You said milk toast? Is that a food?
Well,
is that like a rye toast? Milk toast? Is that a food? I mean, I don't mean to be so esoteric with my words, but you were just speaking so lucidly and milk toast. Can you define that for me, please?
Well, it's a timid.
What does Merriam-Webster have to say about that
word? It defines it as a timid, meek, or unassertive person.
Timid, kind of like tepid.
Yes.
Oh, I'm very, very impressed with your vernacular.
Yeah, no, actually,
now
that
I do your college studies, Joe.
Well, I was a BU grad, proud BU grad, Harvard of the Northeast.
Really? What did you get in your SATs, if they still take them?
SATs. That's going a little ways back. I look younger than I am. I'm 30 now, so I'm going deep into my brain to have to think about it.
What was your GPA at BU?
BU? Somewhere in the passing variety. I made it through, David.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you speak with an impeccable vocabulary.
Ah, I appreciate it. What you got for me, David?
Absolutely. Well, now that we get back to these Red Sox, we just happen to be sky high right now. I just want to say that, I mean, a few weeks ago I called and I was bickering and complaining about John Henry and Cora, right? Well, I just want to take back everything I said. I mean, John Henry was right when he said we have unreasonable expectations. And we're so spoiled here. I mean, how dare Red Sox Nation be so arrogant and so selfish? We need to appreciate someone who doesn't want to invest in his team. You know, I mean, yeah, we're doing really well right now. And John Henry knows exactly what he's doing. I mean, he's a wonderful, wonderful very vibrant, very personable, very appreciative, warm, sanctimonious. How's that for another word? Altruistic. He's a bright manager, great owner, and he knows exactly what he's doing. So, I mean, who are we to complain? The Red Sox are sky high right now. Let's all get our tickets for October ready, right?
I'm not going that far quite yet. But David, hold on 1 second. I notice when I do the shows with you, or when I get a chance, when I do these shows and I get a chance to talk to you, it's usually after a win. And you come, I want you to be happy, at least for the moment. Like, things are actually good for the moment.
No, you're right. Yes, I'll be in all seriousness. Yes, they are good. They've certainly been playing very well the past week or so. I mean, they took two or three from the Philly Yankees, and now they swept. And if they swept the Blue Jays, I mean, granted, Toronto is horrible, but they did what they had to do. I mean, it's just like the first week of the season when they did what they had to do. But you got to look at this. I've always said this about baseball. You have to look at the season not in spans of a series, but in 20-game increments. You have to evaluate the team over 20-game increments and see what they can do over 20 games. So if you look at it in the broad picture, they're a very athletic team, probably the most athletic team they've had in gosh knows how
long.
They're very multidimensional, versatile. But the weaknesses are still glaring, and I'm not as great as Hamilton has been. I'm not comfortable with him in the field. I mean, he should be a utility player and maybe a late inning pinch runner or a pinch hitter. I'm not comfortable with him playing the long term in the field. I am not. Rami Gonzalez, where he is now, should be the everyday shortstop. Rafaela should be in center field. But we need another pitcher. And one thing Chaim did, which we do need to appreciate, is he's, as you were just alluding to, he did build up the farm system. So let's have Breslow go out and make a big trade and get a pitcher. I've suggested that that they trade Rafaela because
all right, David. David, I'm just going to cut you off here because we have to duck out in a moment. And there are a couple of things I it's funny. He was sitting on the weaknesses part of it. And I've just loved what I've seen from David Hamilton. I want to keep rolling him out there because he is a spark, a game changer right now. I do think that if you look at this team, and this isn't, again, talk about another milquetoast take here, that the defect of this team, the one part of this team that is a weakness is the defense. And they have some good defensive players. Rafaela, we're not trading Rafaela, by the way. We're keeping him. He's too dynamic, and he provides this team so much in terms of defensive flexibility. But this team does have some defensive deficiencies, and it's been consistent really all year long when you look at their numbers. Most errors in Major League Baseball, most fielding errors, bottom third in outs above average, and then they have the worst fielding percentage. That's been pretty consistent now for a long time. So that's the weakness right now. But otherwise, pitching is really good. And again, they're swinging the bats so well in this month. Best average, best on-base percentage, best OPS in the sport. Not just the American League, the sport. And they have another one of those type of games today where they put up 7 runs on 10 hits, and Kevin Gausman dealt a loss. And they've gone through a pretty good slate of starting pitchers here recently. Carlos Rodon they beat. Marcus Stroman they beat. Yusei Kikuchi they beat. Chris Bassett they won that game. Kevin Gausman. They just took it down. That highlight you heard, that final call out, that was in one of our highlights from today's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. Red Sox a winner tonight, 7-3 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Tough day for the city of Toronto with Kendrick Lamar performing Not Like Us at his concert right now. That's the talk of Twitter and the music world. Of course, a diss track against Drake. And again, the Blue Jays below 500, 35-39. Sox 40-35. Want to thank my man Zach Coe. It's been so great to be reconnected with him, working with him again. He did fantastic work behind the glass. I'm Joe Weil, giving you the final one final time. Red Sox 7, Blue Jays 3. They're not like us. Sox rolling right now. 5 straight dubs. They head to Cincinnati next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.